Do you think fast? I have bad memories of that phrase because usually if someone told me to think fast, it meant something was being thrown at my face and I better catch it. Well, obviously, I'm not going to throw something at you, but I did want to throw some encouragement your way. See what I did there? I want to encourage you to think about a fast. I'm talking about fasting. Fasting is the reduction or willing abstinence of some or all food or something. Basically, you choose to not eat or not do something for a period of time. The Bible has quite a bit to say about fasting, and the reason I bring it up to you today is we are currently in the season of Lent. Now, you may not know much about Lent or have ever participated, but I want to take a closer look. Lent was originally developed as part of the historical Christian calendar centuries ago. It's a 40-day season of fasting based on the 40-day fasting of Jesus in the desert. Lent begins with Ash Wednesday and ends on Good Friday. Many give up meat or give up sweets and carbs, or you could give up social media, that kind of thing. The goal, like Advent is to Christmas, is within this season to prepare our hearts and focus on our desperate need for a Savior. In our culture and time so full of distractions, Lent can be a season for intentionally removing obstacles or things with the purpose of helping us focus on prayer, confession, and thanksgiving in anticipation of Jesus' death and resurrection. When it comes to fasting, there are many examples in both the Old and the New Testaments of the Bible. Moses, Elijah, and Jesus all did 40-day fasts with no food or drink. Daniel and his friends ate only vegetables and water. Paul was blind and did not eat or drink for 3 days after his encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. Before Esther met with the king, she, along with her people, fasted and did not eat or drink for 3 days. You see, these moments all throughout Scripture, as sacrificial, purifying, and focus-sharpening, and God-seeking moments. Some of these moments of fasting were intense life-or-death situations. These men and women needed to hear from God. They wanted to seek God and lean into His will by denying themselves through the spiritual discipline of fasting for the purpose of doing His will. It's never easy to deny yourself what you want, the way you want it, when you want it, and how you want it. We are selfish. Yet Christ calls us as His followers to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him. But we are wayward and distracted, consumed with our own opinions, desires, addictions, and preferences. But still today, the cross calls us to repentance and offers us grace. Joel 2:12. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and He relents from sending calamity. The word of the Lord calls out to us today, return to me with all your heart. He calls us to fast and mourn. That's a natural response when we fully understand the condition of our heart and life without the saving grace of Jesus. That's the truth. Think fast. Deny yourself. Refocus your heart and hunger and thirst for righteousness and truth. You will be filled and oh so satisfied. I'm Lori Klein.